This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Within 24 hours, the number of deaths globally from COVID-19 jumped from more than 315,000 to more than 318,000. The infection rate climbed to above 4.8 million. In the United States, the death rate climbed to more than 90,000 with 1.5 million confirmed cases and counting. Fox News Channel's Neil Cavuto urged the network's viewers not to follow President Trump's lead, who says he takes an anti-malaria drug as protection against the coronavirus. Mr. Trump made the revelation at a news conference that he had been taking the drug hydroxychloroquine to ward off the virus, despite the warnings of medical researchers that it has potentially fatal side effects. Cavuto, after the news conference, called the revelation stunning. The news anchor, who suffers from multiple sclerosis, says people in vulnerable health should not follow the president's example. Cavuto's words do carry a little weight because Fox is a network of choice for many of the president's supporters. The WHO will conduct an independent evaluation of the global coronavirus response, and it will be launched as soon as possible. That's what was promised by Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus during a virtual meeting of the WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Assembly, on Monday. He added that the organization is committed to transparency, accountability, and continuous improvement. U.S. President Donald Trump has fiercely questioned the WHO's performance during this. The review was on Monday, seemingly supported by Chinese President Xi Jinping, who had previously opposed the calls for a review of the origin of the spread of the coronavirus. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News.